Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The right fielder, Bob Will. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Altman. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Cardwell. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting second. The left fielder, Tony Curry. Batting third. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tony Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ken Walters. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pancho Herrera. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Owens. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jim Owens. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Herrera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is called out on strikes. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball four. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Amaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Phillies. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera takes first base on ball four. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Will hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to second. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bauschi moves to second. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Owens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio takes first base on ball 4. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lepsio. The throw from Averill and he is out, Banks applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill is called out on strikes. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zimmer strikes out. Two outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 0 for 1 in the game. Curry strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor strikes out. Two outs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Walters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gonzalez moves to second. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Herrera hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 1. the Cubs will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Will hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Banks takes first base on ball four. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bauschi takes first base on ball four. Banks moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Banks moves to third. Bauschi moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0-for-2 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Bauschi scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Amaro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman is called out on strikes. One out. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 0-for-1 in the game. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Banks. Jim Owens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owens is 0-for-1 in the game. Owens is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lepsio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardwell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 0-for-2 in the game. Curry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn who is chasing the ball. Curry reaches third base with a triple. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Curry scores. One out. It's 4-2, Cubs. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gonzalez takes first base on ball 4. Don Elston now pitching. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Walters hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Cubs, 4, Phillies, 4. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Herrera takes first base on ball 4. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-2 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls pinch hits for Ruben Amaro. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Neiman moves to second. Jim Owens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owens is 0-for-2 in the game. Owens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Phillies 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Mauchmus now playing shortstop. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Will hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mauchmus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lepsio fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Curry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Curry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Banks fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Averill moves to second. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a ball on the ground for an out. Zimmer moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Turk Farrell now pitching. Bobby Del Greco now playing center field. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a line drive towards third. Lepsio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Phillies 4. The Phillies will come to bat. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Walters is hit by the pitch. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Herrera hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, Phillies. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 3 in the game. Neiman hits a fly ball into left field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Mauchmus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mauchmus hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Will hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Del Greco who is chasing the ball. Will reaches third base with a triple. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Will scores. Banks moves to second. One out. It's Cubs, 6, Phillies, 6. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Altman hits a line drive into left field. Curry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mauchmus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Curry hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Erle Virel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill is called out on strikes. One out. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Zimmer strikes out. Two outs. Danny Murphy pinch hits for Don Elston. Danny Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Walters hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pancho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Herrera hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Will. Herrera reaches second base with a double. Clay Dalrymple pinch hits for Cal Neiman. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is walked intentionally. Al Dark pinch hits for Bobby Mauchmus. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Will settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0-for-1 in the game. Del Greco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple now catching. Al Dark now playing third base. Ted Lepsio now playing shortstop. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. Will strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ashburn. The throw from Dalrymple and he is safe. Ashburn steals second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs and two walks. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks is walked intentionally. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ashburn moves to third. Banks moves to second. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Curry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. Curry hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Zimmer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Del Greco throws the ball into Taylor, who tags Thomas trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan strikes out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Turk Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Walters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parncho Herrera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrera is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and two walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Herrera strikes out. There goes Walters. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Dalrymple hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ashburn hits a fly ball into right field. Walters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a triple. Will hits a fly ball into right field. Walters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 6. The Phillies will come to bat. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 2 in the game. Del Greco bunts towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Dark moves to second. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dark moves to third. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk, Lepsio strikes out. Two outs. Tony Curry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curry is 1 for 6 in the game, with a triple. Curry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zimmer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dark scores. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.